This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
I can see we're gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Pocket horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show! Fuck me, me, me. This bullshit.
Guys, I just got an email. I'm gonna be on React.
Whoa!
It's middle-aged guys get tickled by even older guys reacting to it.
And this is React what we think it is, or this is a different React? Because that doesn't sound like the React I know.
They do, the one I'm doing, they do a close-up on your penis when you react, when it reacts to being rubbed a lot.
Watch my penis react to all this rubbing.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to start an OnlyFans, and it's going to be what happens when my penis reacts to being rubbed 1,000 times.
Watch me rub my penis for an hour.
Penis reacts to being tugged on. And the thumbnail is like a dick with the human arm.
Yeah, yeah. But it's your face on it. And it's your real cum face.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's OnlyFans.
And you
and
have
what you paid for.
You have that frame.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
We had somebody do a commission painting of each of our cum faces. Motherfuck me.
Motherfuck me.
Anthony Kiedis. Role by Anthony Kiedis. Dude, do you have phrases like that where you get really frustrated? Do you have a go-to I'm frustrated with?
Like when you say something out loud, like fucking fucks. Fuck. Yeah, it's fuck. A lot of fucks.
Yeah, fuck feels good.
Fuck's one of those ones. Yeah.
I say that motherfuck me with this bullshit a lot. And then I say, like, it's some kind of variation of like fuck me in my wet ass or something like that.
Yeah.
I was playing Call of Duty recently and I got killed a bunch and I was like fuck my fucking wet ass or something like that.
I think fuck my ass is another, that one flies out pretty easy.
Because that's what getting killed on Call of Duty feels like.
Sometimes it'll be like a bird flies real fast past your face. Yeah. Fuck my ass!
Fuck my fucking wet ass with these birds.
Yeah. That shit happens, dude.
Yeah.
Mike, do you remember the arcade experience?
Yes. Very, like, I feel like I remember it very vividly.
Like, isn't it one of those memories that, like, somehow surpasses many others?
Yes.
Where you're like, I don't remember shit about that.
Yeah.
You see pictures of your friends, cousins, quinceañera, and you're, like, dancing on the dance floor, and you're like, don't remember that.
Don't remember that. I was dressed up all nice.
Don't even remember being dressed up all nice.
Don't remember that cousin.
Don't remember putting that outfit on.
I don't remember having a Mexican cousin.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I feel like that should have stood out.
I don't remember ever going to a quinceañera. But for some reason, like, the arcade experience is, like, it's one that, like, I don't know. It's so vivid. Like, I can smell the carpet.
What was your... Oh, you had carpet in yours?
Oh, yes. It's
That's
definitely
maybe
some
gross.
Of
is
them
that gross?
Did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like movie theater lobby.
Yes. We Soda. Had movie theater lobby ones.
Yeah.
And then, but our arcade was, like, tile.
Oh, you had tile. Damn.
No,
so
for
kid
amusement
hit the ground,
center.
That was a cracked head.
Gone. Well, don't hit the ground. The arcade.
Were there ever
don't,
fights
don't
in your
have
arcade?
Epilepsy.
There were fights in my arcade.
By the time the arcade ended, there were...
Oh, shit. There were gunfights.
Yeah. Yeah, it got rough at the end.
Gunfights right through the window.
Yeah. But I have very fond memory. Like, it was always obviously loud as shit because everything's on 10. And then my dad, who absolutely hates video games and loud sounds, would take me. And that is, like, ultimate... There was never a question as to whether my dad was like, wanted me to have fun.
Yeah.
Because he took me to so much shit that he had zero interest in. Between arcades and wrestling, just to name two of many.
Dude, my dad sat through Willow in the movie theater.
Did he did he mumble anything?
If he did, I didn't hear him because I was in Willow.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I was all, my big little, my like, you know, like, how old was I? That was like 1988.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like six years old, shoveling popcorn into my mouth. And I remember I had, this is a weird memory that I also have. I had a like a rubber fly that was like this big.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That had like big clear wings. And it was like disgusting.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
That was your guy.
I like took him around everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was six and I was like, is that too old to be carrying around that little guy?
I don't think so. I think I was carrying wrestling figures around most places at six.
We kind of still do carry around those guys.
If I had a wrestling figure like keychain, I would still be carrying a wrestling figure.
Dude, for real.
Yeah.
So I remember I had this like disgusting, realistic looking giant fly.
Yeah, on a leash, dragging it behind you.
Rubbing the plastic off. The legs are gone.
Feeding it.
But I remember like eating that popcorn with like the fly like sitting there in the on top of the pop. Because I'm like, that's where he'd land.
Yeah. Dude, what a great visual that is.
Right?
Somebody just draw that.
And there's popcorn and then just the big flies.
And
in
the fly, and then the fly has its own little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A little drink. And it loves the movie, too.
It's but having a great time.
My dad, like, thinking about it now, like, my dad must. I wish I could go back in time and know what my dad was going through, sitting through Willow.
So much funnier that they didn't have cell phones. So much funnier that they had to just be in their least favorite thing fully.
He probably fell asleep. Let's be honest. It's a dark movie theater. He's probably fucking tired from work.
Yeah.
All fucking day. When every
it,
day.
When it ended, was he like, is it over?
Mijo, did the little man win?
The little man's team went.
El Chiquito, he wins? Yeah, Dad, he won. The little guy won. Okay. Oh, good, mijo.
Let's go get dinner.
Yeah, I can't imagine what he was thinking in his head.
That's great, man.
That.
God bless them.
Yeah.
God bless them. We should call our dads and do dad appreciation.
I would love that.
And say thank you specifically for doing
that. For just being a good dad.
Would your dad like that or not like
my
that?
My dad would like that, yeah.
All right, let's do it real fast.
We're doing it.
Let's call him
at
the
same
time.
My dad would be like, hey, mijo, what's going on?
You're doing the radio?
What's going on, mijo?
I'm gonna call my dad too.
Yeah, you should. Everyone call their dads, no matter what you're doing.
Dad's not gonna answer the phone. God damn it.
No, he's not. Dude, I can't believe
it. Hey, Dad, how are you?
Hello?
I'm okay, yourself?
I'm good. We're doing
is Dad there?
We're doing dynamic banter.
You know, I don't think he is.
Okay.
He just went out. Hold on.
And we were just talking about how we should call our dads and tell them that we appreciate them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mijo. That was a good.
Tell him I appreciate him too.
And Mike appreciates you also.
We're going to go play golf.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And we're going to play golf. You still want to play golf with Mike?
Hey, of course. I love to play golf. The last time I played, I don't even remember.
Do you have a place you like to go, Dad?
Yeah, here in Camarillo, there's a place called Camarillo Springs.
I'm down. I'm on my way.
Then maybe we'll put something together and we'll set that up soon.
Yeah. This is Mama over here.
Hi, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Hi, Stella.
I hear my mijo's voice.
This is Dad appreciation, though, Mom. I love you too, but we're appreciating Dad for a second.
Okay, I'll move into the background just for this one.
But Dad, I also want to say Happy New Year to you. We said Happy New Year as a family.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year to you too, mijo.
Happy New Year.
How about Mike? Is he? I don't want to play with somebody that plays too good.
Oh no, I promise you I'm not that. I promise. If I get under 100, I'll pee in my pants.
Yeah, you know what? I've been the last time I remember, I think I got a little bit, even 100 or under, a little bit under 100.
Whoa!
Maybe we're gonna end with the same score.
So maybe you guys are matched in skill wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll find out. I guess.
Yeah. You know what? I have a whole bunch of clubs that Frankie and I have been gathering.
Yeah.
And we can make two sets.
Oh,
I love it. Yeah, I love
it. If you wanna play, Steve, you know, we just have fun.
Yeah. Will you teach me how to do it?
It's just pushing a ball forward. It's just scooping a ball with a shovel.
I'll play too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You did great at mini golf.
We'll see if we get. That's true. I was all right at mini golf. Yeah. We'll see if we can get Frank in there too. That'd be kind of.
Yeah.
Hello, Mom.
Yeah, the summer is coming, and you know we don't want it to be too cold over there because it's still kind of like in the 50s over here.
Oh yeah, we'll wait till it gets a little warmer for sure.
Yeah.
Some nice sunny days out there for sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The last time we played, we went with my brothers, and that day I had a really good game, and they didn't want to play anymore with me.
They're jealous of your game.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those days that you're playing good, you know, but
no, it's like that. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not like soccer that the ball is moving and you hit it when it's moving.
That's right. That takes a little more strategy, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, Dad.
All right, Dad. Well, listen, I really appreciate it. We were talking about right a time back. Where you took Frankie and I to see a movie that, like, okay. There's no way in hell you wanted to actually see that movie. But you still took us because you're a good dad and you cared.
Yeah.
To...
I think I remember it was in Tahoe.
That one is the first movie I ever remember.
Tahoe,
which is Spaceballs. We saw Spaceballs in Lake Tahoe. Hell yeah, you wanted to see Spaceballs.
Yeah. There was another one that I thought I remember. It was like I don't remember if it was E.T. or was E.I.
AI. We saw that in Vegas.
That was in Vegas?
Yeah, and there's no way in hell you wanted to sit through a movie. You wanted to go gambling.
So I probably was snoring, right?
Yeah. Or dreaming about winning money in the casino.
Oh, you were lucky that day.
Yeah, I was. I remember. I was a good luck charm. My dad was winning. He was.
Were you blown on dice and
stuff?
He
was in the green, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right. Those are good memories. The only thing you remember is when somebody talks about it.
I know you're right. It's someone else's version of the story or something like that.
Yeah, and then brings memories.
That's right. And you know, I still love Vegas to this day because of those Vegas trips.
That's great.
Right. Yeah. You don't remember as much. Tahoe is Vegas because we kind of, you know, you were like 4 or 5 maybe.
Yeah, the early trips.
Right.
But when Frank, you might remember. Over there.
You guys had cool vacation spots. We had to go to like Philadelphia and stuff.
Dude, we, not all the time, dude. We
had to go to rural Pennsylvania.
I make fun of this shit all the time. We used to go to fucking Lompoc. Lompoc.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the swimming. You guys were into swimming, I remember.
He took us to the hotel was the vacation.
Yeah.
Staying at the hotel was a vacation.
That's fun. That's good.
But then sometimes we went to Disneyland, and that was awesome.
Yeah, but you're right. In Lompoc, they already, in that Embassy Suites, they already knew us.
Yeah, exactly. They knew us because they were like, this is their, like, getaway.
This is their vacation home.
Yeah. They get away from the city to come to this city.
Yeah.
Right.
Room 303 is the vacation house.
Anyway. All right, Dad. Well, I love you very much. I hope you guys
love you too.
I hope you guys have a great day. Tell Mom I love her too. Mom, I love you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, and tell Mike that I'll be looking forward to play with you guys.
All right.
I can't wait.
Let's
see you soon. Happy New Year.
We do appreciate Dad, mijo.
We do, always. He's a good man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Okay,
have a good one, too. Okay, bye.
What a loving family. My dad, on the other hand, got really upset.
I don't think I've ever met your dad.
He's a rare character.
Yeah.
He's a rare appearance.
I've heard him, but I haven't met him.
If you were at the Bring the Funny finale,
maybe that's where I saw him.
You met him,
I don't think I've even seen a picture of your dad.
Really? Oh, man. Can I see a picture of my dad?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, I could see my dad listening to that whole thing and being like, what's happening? Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
How are you?
You're on Dynamic Banter.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, how are you?
So I just wanted to call you. I just wanted to call you for a second because it's Dad Appreciation Day on Dynamic Banter. And we were talking about all the things that you guys did for us that you absolutely didn't want to do, and you didn't even have a cell phone to distract you the whole time. So I just want to say thank you specifically for bringing me to the Milford Amusement Center to play video games. And thank you for bringing me to wrestling at the New Haven Coliseum, even though they had fireworks on the entrance.
Pyrotechnics to be exact, but... if I got to that, it still would do anything for you. You know that.
I appreciate that very much.
The biggest challenge out of that was the pyrotechnics and the you running to see your favorite wrestlers at different times.
Yeah, well, I was going to come back. I know where my bread is buttered.
I was hoping.
Yeah. Remember when I used to run away from you at Dress Barn and I used to go into or Bradley's and I used to go inside the coat rack?
You did, and could I tell them the most famous time that you did that?
Yes, please.
Oh, man.
Well, he ran in Bradley's, he ran in, and he ran under the coat rack, and then all of a sudden he comes out, and I'm scolding him, and these very large motorcycle gang people were walking by, and he looked straight in their face and said, "Who you looking at?"
That's me. That's me. That's me. I was going to fuck those dudes
up.
Oh,
you were going to fight those biker guys.
I was going to fight those bikers.
That's insane.
He tried to get his father killed.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were in danger when that happened?
No, I felt like they would feel bad for me because I was sweating profusely. And I couldn't find my son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad father.
Wow.
Well, listen, I never got taken away from you, and here we are all these years later, so deeply in love.
Yeah, absolutely. You are it.
I love you very much. I just want to say happy Dad Appreciation Day and tell Mom to, you know, to pipe down for a day. Please don't tell her I said that.
Well, I love you, Mike, and thank you for the Father Appreciation Day.
No problem. Your gift's in the mail.
Take care. Happy take New care, Year. Now.
Steve says Happy New Year and take care.
Thank you, Steve.
And Kevin has kind of given you the Italian flick under the chin.
We got to move on.
Okay. We'll take it.
We'll take it. Kevin's going to find my dad. All right. I love you, Dad. Have a good day.
Love you, too. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my dad.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Love the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to play golf with this man.
That's both of you on Patreon.
Both of your parents have a like a warm-hearted look to them outwardly.
They really do. Yeah. They really do. They my dad can be kind of a grump sometimes.
Hey, they earned it.
Like dads do.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a good man.
Dude, my dad decided that he was a grump. We had a conversation last week about how, like, my dad believes what he believes. And then if you say something that disagrees with that, he'll be like, oh, well, I don't know. And then if he won't even listen to, like, who could explain it to him the easiest. He'll be, like, now, not always, kind of always. But now he's like, even if somebody explains it to him really easy, like, no, that's wrong. It's like this. He's like, yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Dude, Owen and I had this thing where we would be like, I kind of doubt that.
Like, he'll hear you out.
Yeah, yeah.
But he told me that he stopped listening to someone explain something recently because he didn't like the actual tone of their voice.
Wow.
Like the whatever, like, he's frequency it was. He's like, I don't like that. I don't like that.
I mean, Have you heard take the bass out of your voice?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
My dad was like, put more bass in your voice.
Like, that's funny to take the, like, get that. You better take that bass out of your voice.
But it literally wasn't like, if I say tone, like I'm being condescending or that I'm mad or what, or annoyed. Not like that.
Yeah, he's just done. He's just.
Like tone, like frequency. Tone.
Oh, right.
Like the guy's voice was here and he didn't like it.
Even if it wasn't loud, but it's just the tone.
Perfectly nice.
Dude, that's so funny.
Not loud, super knowledgeable. My dad would be like, I don't do that one anymore.
He just avoids that cashier.
60
hertz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I don't do 60 hertz voice guy.
If you're 60 hertz or above, we're not gonna talk. We're not gonna have a time. That's
kind of what it's become.
Wow, that's so funny. Do you think you could get away with that as young as you are?
No, I think you're labeled very inconsiderate.
Yeah.
But then if like you make it to 68, 70, I think you could. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start living a healthier lifestyle just because I want to be a grumpy piece of shit.
Because you can get away with so much more.
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess that's an old guy.
That's
so
just
whatever.
An old guy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, the reason why I brought up this arcade thing earlier was because I went to this barcade in LA, and they had this arcade machine that brought me right back. To this, the center point. No, it wasn't the center point. It was the other one. Esplanade.
Mm-hmm.
The Esplanade Mall in Oxnard. And there was like an arcade in there where we would get like a Sbarro slice of pizza right outside in the food court. Shout out one time to Sbarro.
I love Sbarro.
Right? Yeah. It's like shit, but it.
Whatever.
It hits.
Yeah.
And then we would go into it with our greasy pizza fingers and touch all the joysticks. And there, for some reason, there was this era of the arcade that, like, I really remember that it all came flooding back from seeing this one arcade machine. And I forgot what it's called. I have a video of it. Let me see. Because then it'll have, like, the name of it on the top. And then I'll.
Are you talking about the one you posted the picture of?
Did I post a picture of this?
Or maybe Haley posted a picture of it?
Yeah. It's so like a big white dome.
And it's a hologram thing?
It's called Time Traveler.
Yeah. Dude, we had that one.
Dude,
and I
okay.
never played it because I was like, this is a... I was like seven, and I was like, this is a gimmicky piece of shit.
Well, and it also like looked incredible
when
you were a kid because it's like a hologram.
3D hologram.
It's a 3D hologram.
Okay.
And it's like projected into this like tiny little space. And it was like...
I mean, I'm still impressed.
It was impressive. And it was crazy because, like, when I was a kid, it was, like, super fucking impressive. And I was, like, I saw it this weekend, pretty much. And I was, who stopped pissing? Finally.
Hold on, who stopped? Dude, you're in the men's room with a bunch of other guys. Who stopped pissing?
Who stopped pissing? Who was that? Now.
George, you still here?
I need to know.
So he checked in church.
But anyway, so I was like, I saw it and it instantly brought back those like arcade memories. But there were these like two younger guys that were like mystified by it. Mm. Like they were putting their hands where the hologram was and they're like, whoa, where's that light coming from?
Yeah.
And, like, they were like dumbfounded by it. So it's still like an amazing like technology even to this day. But I remember it was like, in the arcade, the same time, Dragon's Lair 2 Time Warp.
And that was like a video game as well.
Yeah, it was like a cartoon. It was a cartoon that you like played like a video game.
Right.
And the animation was like super cool. It was like Disney, like animation in an arcade game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I was like absolutely in love with it. And it was like a time traveling thing too. So I was like all about Back to the Future and like loved all that time travel shit. So, yeah, it like seeing that arcade machine, but I never played it, like you said, because it just looked like the hologram is the gimmick. This can't be a good game.
Right, yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to finally play this fucking game. I'm going to play it. It's right there. And I never played it when I was a kid. And I have not seen it in an arcade since that.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen it since you were like a young man.
Not since that picture.
Right? Like it's just a super rare machine, I guess.
Probably before that picture, I probably hadn't seen one of those in like 30 plus years.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, I played it and it's a really bad game.
Yeah.
But it's really similar to the Dragon's Lair game where it's like, it's like you're a time traveling cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And you have to like kill all these like people in time.
People are stopping you from being rootin' and tootin', but you really want to be.
They want to stop your rootin' tootin' lifestyle.
They've outlawed rootin' and tootin'.
In the future, there's no more tooting or rooting.
A white mayor puts a stop to it.
Yeah, that's enough.
No more rooting or tooting in this city.
This whole country has been rooting and tooting for too long. So anyway, it's not a good game.
Right.
At all. But it was like the memories were the good game. You know what I mean?
What other games do you remember? Arcade specific.
Well, definitely Dragon's Lair. Oh, and that X-Men arcade game.
The one where it's like a super wide.
Yeah.
And it had like 12 people.
Yeah. And you're all squished together.
Yeah.
Anthony, who farted?
Dude, being shoulder to shoulder with complete strangers.
And you're like yelling, if I'm not Wolverine, I'm Colossus. If I'm not Wolverine, I'm Colossus.
Don't use your special now.
Yeah.
Your boss is coming.
You wasted it. Now we're never going to kill the Sentinels.
How that often did you guys like... do that? Like, how high up was that on the tier of stuff that you go and do? Because I never, with my friends, the arcade never existed.
Well, yeah, because by the time you were a young man,
you had better house stuff. Games,
like PS2.
Yeah. Dominating. Dude, that is interesting because we went to the arcade to like play high quality video games.
Because
our shit at home wasn't that.
Right.
Like Nintendo was like emulating what it was kind of like to be at the arcade. And then shit didn't get better than like arcade games were kind of like the best arcade games were like N64 quality.
Yeah.
And then home stuff like surpassed that with like Xbox. Yeah. And then we were like, why would we ever go? And then you came around during like PlayStation, Xbox
time. But there was also that magical time when like the video games were like, okay at home, and you would like you kind of stop going to the arcade, but you would still go to like the pizza place with your friends, and you'd still scope out like what games they have.
Yeah.
And if there's like Metal Slug or Bust a Move,
Streets of Rage,
or Streets of Rage, or the Ninja Turtles game, or the Simpsons one,
yeah,
you're like, oh, I mean, come on let's play.
Dude, the places that had the wrestling games like WrestleMania and WrestleFest, I would not only obviously love that that was there, but I would have an affinity towards whoever I believed purchased the game for the restaurant.
Nice. You'd be like, this place is going to get my business for a bit.
Yeah. Duchess in Shelton, Connecticut.
Shout out.
It's like a hamburger hot dog place. They had a wrestling game for a little while. Then I'm imagining like that they broke or no one played them but me. Because they were always like, it was like claw machine next month.
And they would break, and then it would like never get fixed.
Yeah. Draw the guy who comes to fix it.
Dude, I could totally. He kind of looks like that guy from Futurama. That like scruffy, the guy that like sweeps up everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I just miss it. I do miss it. Those were good days.
It like, was very cool.
Even if the machine was broken, you'd like still give it a. You give it a quarter.
Even if the screen was fucked up.
Yeah, the screen would be like discolored.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I loved Bust a Move. And like fucking.
Which one was that?
Bust a Move was like all those like colorful bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to like shoot the bubble that was the color of the bubble to like pop it.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, let's do it. I put like a whole fucking $5 allowance in there.
Dude, my mom, if she would bring me, she would seek out the Tetris machine. That looked a little different than all the other ones.
It
was like smaller and skinnier. Uh-huh. And then she'd be like, give me a couple bucks. And I'd give her. I was eight and I gave her money. So she'd be like, give me quarters.
Yeah.
And then I'd drop quarter. And then she'd be gone
she'd be
on
gone.
Tetris.
Yeah.
I came back and she was like playing for a long time. There were people.
Did she have a high score? Was she like pretty good?
I doubt it.
She just loved it. Did you give her a Game Boy ever? And like, does she have Tetris?
I was thinking about that for last Christmas.
Yeah. You should get her like a Tetris something.
I was going to get her one of those weirdo emulator things. Yeah. Like handheld emulator. Like 100
games in them or whatever.
But that's probably, she doesn't want 99%.
Just get her something that makes Tetris really easy to play.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
You're right.
Tetris machine.
Tetris. Get her a full-size Tetris machine.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Tetris, I just watched a video of like Tetris competitions.
Yeah.
They finally beat it. To where it broke the game.
Whoa.
And I guess it's been like a...
Oh, that's right. And it was a kid.
It was a kid. A kid did it.
Yeah. Did you ever see they hold it like this?
Well, that's what they have to do, some weird like hand thing to make it fast enough.
And they wear gloves.
There's a kill screen coming up.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Dude, that fucking movie.
Oh, to be one of their girlfriends getting fingered.
They gotta be good at it.
They have to be.
All right, ad time.
Yeah, what are we at, boy? 27?
30.
30. I really want you guys to look at this thing, too.
What thing?
What thing?
I sent it, but you can do ads first. Let's do ads.
Should we do ads? And it's 30 minutes. We're 30 minutes.
Get in that Squarespace action.
Get in the action.
There he was.
That's us traveling to the ads.
Yeah, we had to go to that room. It takes a while to get in there. Why is this track fucking with me right now? It's fucking with me.
Which one are you trying to play?
There's music. this ad music thing I made not too long ago, and now we're in. For some reason, it keeps pulling it from the cloud, or it wants to pull it from the cloud, and the file is just in the cloud. It's not on my drive.
On, like, the Mac cloud?
Yeah, and I have to, like, download it from the cloud every time for it to, like, come back here. I'm sick of it. Remember when the cloud was easy to bust into? You see my jack-off photos?
Yeah, I do.
Motherfuck me with this bullshit.
Guys, want to thank HeadGum, want to thank everyone. I want to thank everyone. We watched Suburban Commando last night, Mike.
Nice.
VR.
Suburban Commando was
the Hulk Hogan movie.
Whoa. I don't think I've ever seen it.
From 1991. What?
Yeah.
With Christopher Lloyd? Dude, let's do a commentarium. We'll see if we can get...
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Get the Hulk Hogan. Dude, I feel like we could get the real one.
Yeah. We can call him up. If we were in Florida, he would come.
Oh, man. Guys, Squarespace, yummy, yummy. I'll tell you, if you want a professional-looking, wonderful, well-made website that is easy to assemble, easy to put together, easy to get help when you need customer support, then you want Squarespace, my friends. Yes, MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace website if you want to check out what a really cool website looks like.
It's an option.
But you can also go to squarespace.com/banter, or actually you go to squarespace.com for the free trial and see it yourself and see how easy it is to put together a website. And when you're ready to launch that thing, you can go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Now, we've said this, you know this, and if you've ever wanted to have a website out there in the world for professional reasons or personal ones, Squarespace is the way to do it. You can do it from your phone. Build a website from your phone. Give it a shot. It's easy. And you never know. Maybe it's an easy way to sell some product you want to sell or show off a family photo album. Or maybe you want to make your own family tree website.
Maybe you want to have your own family.
Maybe you want your own family.
And you could do that with Squarespace.
You make a website that's calling out for a family.
You can literally make a website that's a fake family and present it to the world as your family on Squarespace.
You could do ineedafamily.com.
Where you could get a family. Take inquiries.
Submit to have that person be a part of your family. So guys, you should check out what you can do at squarespace.com and what kind of website you can make. Be inspired by going to squarespace.com for that free trial, and when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace!
Mother.
iNeedAFamily.com is available.
Whoa!
Mother.
Can you see if...
1, 2, 3, toys.
...is available?
One.
Hold on,
one.
Write this down.
One.
Guys, factor. Yeah. Why don't you get started on your resolutions if you haven't yet? There's still time, but also time isn't real. So start whenever you want. But if you're ready for the new year, then Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning and sets you up for success. Skip the grocery store trips, skip the prep work, skip that cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. With over 35 meals to choose from per week, including options like keto, calorie smart, vegan plus, veggie, and more. Plus, over 55 weekly add-ons. You'll have a ton of nutritious and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Yum, yum, yum. I love it when they ain't no fuss in the meal game.
That's my next tattoo.
You know what I mean? And Factor helps you get there. And listen, things can get hectic. Factor is flexible. You can change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. If you got a big old family in there or if you like food. Or you pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. How about stress less over meal times in the new year? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah.
Factor's no prep, no mess meals, free up time otherwise spent shopping, cooking, and cleaning, and there's no more wasting time in the kitchen. So, if that's not enough to convince ya, why don't you go to factormeals.com/banter50, and if you use that code banter50, you'll get 50% off on your Factor meals. That's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50 to get 50% off. Ain't it neat?
Yeah.
Thank you, Factor.
One, two, three.
Toss.
All right, open up your messages.
Messages?
Okay. I just got a Lyft notification.
Okay.
No?
And click on that. Okay. And follow the rabbit hole.
Okay.
I'm curious your thoughts.
Oh, I've seen this.
Did you?
Yeah.
Frick a friend.
Did you look it up?
No.
Okay, you gotta look it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, in North Hollywood, there's this sign on one of the poles there that says, "We want to commit our first crimes."
Okay.
And there's a picture of six gentlemen there. You see these guys?
Yeah.
First guy's name is Salvatore.
Yeah.
Next guy's name is Beef Immediately.
Is there a missus?
Next guy's name is Choo Choo. He's got himself.
He's the wheel man.
He's the wheel guy. Next up, we got 24/7.
Right.
Sounds like the kind of guy that is always hustling.
Yes.
We've got Fabrizio, the associate.
So he's the associate.
He's the associate. And we have, in quotations, Frito.
Frito and Beef Immediately are the muscle.
Frito and Beef for sure are the muscle.
Salvatore is the brains of the operation.
Yeah. 24/7 is kind of the wild card.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a, he can't be tied down.
Dude, that's so funny.
Then it says, hire us through our business Instagram website at the First Crime 5. And
so
then on the bottom it says, in asterisk, has driver's license.
Uh-huh, so.
Which means only Salvatore and Frito have a driver's license.
Choo-choo, surprisingly, does not have a driver's license.
I mean, but he's got a bus pass for sure.
So I guess we make Choo-choo the muscle? And then he rides the bus?
There's more description.
Choo-choo's the muscle, yeah.
Okay.
The First Crime 5?
I sent you a link, too.
Okay.
Was, is this... Oh, okay. I see. How sure are we that this is a real flyer on a post? There's some parts that look AI. Sus. There's some, if you look, Kev, like look at this.
I mean, but just the Instagram.
Okay, well, the Instagram is interesting.
Oh, maybe not. Is it good?
Yeah. It's just got, it's just literally just those pictures of those guys.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because it's six guys, but they're called the First Crime Five.
Yeah, so read it.
Well, one is just an associate.
That's true. That's a good point. It says, we want to commit our first crime. There were five of us until Choo Choo joined. Okay. Instagram won't let us change it for a week now. Please hire us. That's great.
That's very good.
Let's see what's up with beef immediately.
Okay.
what would you call that guy beef immediately? We just call him beef.
I think if he, there's probably a story behind the immediacy of his.
He needs beef. When he needs beef, he needs it now.
I hear that and I hear it got a fart.
Dude, everyone has like a bio, yeah. Like oh, a good. Baseball card.
Good.
So beef immediately is ready to break the law. We'll do.
It seems like that's kind of the overarching theme of the group.
Yeah. We'll do literally anything for a hit off your dab pen. A former pitmaster at a beloved barbecue restaurant in Odessa, Texas, known particularly for his secret sauce.
Whoa.
Do not ask about the ingredients.
Mm-mm, that's a secret.
You should also mention that the pictures of these guys are hilarious, too.
They are pretty good. This guy looks like, I mean, it could be AI.
They all look like selfies that they weren't super ready to take.
But beef immediately has something going on down in the chin area.
Yeah, dude.
That looks a little like not real to me.
It could be. Dude, beef immediately looks like a, that's like a webcam phone.
Yeah. That's like someone you'd see on Omegle, and then you click away real fast.
Yeah, because he's jacking the fuck out of his dick.
Let's find out about Fabrizio the associate. Asthmatic, but still can run fast for his size.
That's so specific.
No fire crimes.
Okay.
That's good.
Good to know.
Smoke inhalation risk.
Dude, I love an associate with a moral compass.
Me too.
And it's boundaries, clear boundaries.
Proud owner of four different associate degrees from three different community colleges and one real college.
He's been busy.
This guy, do you see what he looks like?
Yeah. Dude, this is like, they should update Guess Who.
These are definite Guess Who candidates.
Does your person have a degree, have four degrees, one from a real college?
This guy looks real. Like, this doesn't look like AI.
This looks like James DeAngelis.
He does look like James DeAngelis, like in a different dimension. A DeAngelis mention.
If James got squished.
Next up, we have Salvatore, ex-AAA minor league pitcher.
Yeah, I can see that.
This makes him the perfect criminal to hire if you want your uncle's window broken or something thrown really fast. Has driver's license.
In order to break into this bank, we're going to have to throw something really fast to distract the guard.
All right, next up we have Choo Choo.
I like Choo
Choo. Choo Choo's a new recruit.
Yeah.
Choo Choo. Choo Choo. May. My favorite Pokemon. Choo Choo may have a paralyzing fear of flying. I get that. But that doesn't stop him from getting where he needs to go. Wow, that's inspiring.
Yeah.
A once Kentucky State yo yo champion, his hand eye coordination is unparalleled, probably a great fighter. And it says an asterisk, only willing to commit crimes within a 10-mile radius of a train station.
Yeah, that makes sense. He has to get there. He has to know that he can get there because he's dependable.
And I assumed he had a bus pass, but it sounds like he's got a train ticket.
Train pass. He's friends with the conductor.
It also says it tagged Amtrak Van Nuys. And I do like Beef immediately is tagged Crime Town, which I actually don't want to know where that is.
I think we're in it.
Here we go for Frito, San Clemente's third best CPA, as ranked by the Orange County CPA Association, has stated that he is finally ready to commit light tax fraud.
Damn.
With tax season around the corner, he's your go-to guy to write off that home office you furnished with necessary wine fridge and pizza oven and doesn't shake hands. Fist bumps only, please.
Yeah.
Has driver's license.
He's cautious. He's cautious, and he looks like a good kid.
He looks like he's a good kid who might be mixed up with the wrong crowd.
He might just want to fit in. He spends a lot of time by himself,
yeah. And
he just wants a group.
I think if he had positive influence in his life, he might take a better road.
And it feels like he, and excuse me for saying this, but he probably has a girlfriend, but she's ugly. Yeah.
Probably, yeah, but she's loyal.
Very. And she doesn't want to get mixed up.
No. And but she rubs his feet, though, when he comes home.
Frito, please, let me rub your feet. Don't go out with those bad, bad boys.
Don't touch my feet.
Don't touch Frito's
feet. I got to commit crimes tonight. I can't be comfortable.
Don't touch my Fritos.
And finally, we have 24/7.
Yeah.
Gets his name from his availability. Why he's always free remains a mystery. But if you're looking for a midnight crime activity, 24/7 is your man.
Why haven't we been doing this?
His immunity to spider bites makes him the perfect candidate for hiding in bushes, crawl spaces, or tool sheds.
Let me do it. The spiders, they can't get to me.
He's tagged outside.
He's the outdoorsman. If you're caught in a survival situation, you're going to want to be with 24/7.
What makes you available 24/7?
Why do they all look like, you know how you take thirsty photos and it's like you look thoughty? But these guys all look like actually thirsty, like dehydrated thirsty.
Yeah, like they need water.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, they only have 1,118 followers and 6 posts. They need to consider posting more, maybe.
Also, they should consider maybe getting off the grid. You got to choose one.
I know. This is a ridiculous piece of implicating. Yeah. This is
high profile,
yeah,
crimes. They put up signs?
They did put up signs that said we want to commit our first crimes.
Damn, dude. Well, I hope they get there.
I don't know, man.
You want to get them off the streets? What about Frito's girlfriend?
It's sad that it has to go there. It's sad that it has to be like that.
I just feel like they all need something more in their lives. Cue that Third Eye Blind song. I need something more in my life to get me through this. Living adjacent to Van Nuys.
Why that guy live on the streets, dude? Why can't they go and get a job?
Get a job
that doesn't involve crime.
Why can't they what?
I have a sadness in my heart for people who have to do this to survive.
Is it raining?
One day maybe there won't need to be the crime. Maybe one day everyone will get everything they need, and it doesn't matter if they work for it or not. We live in a place where it should be a wonderful place to live and be. One day there'd be no more crimes, and that's what world I want to live in. Thank you.
Dude, the guy's like, there's like, he's giving a speech for like 7 people, and that is blaring over the speakers, and he's like waving.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. The new man, the paper boy,
Evening TV. And with your help.
Thank you.
All right, History Rhodes.
Absolutely, dude.
I'm so excited. I gotta tell you, Mike. Can I tell you something?
Uh huh. Can I say shows?
I like the new theme song.
Yeah, me too. I saw mixed reviews in the comments.
Me too, and I don't like that.
But you gotta be open to new things. Dude, I love the things that you could point to. First of all, in this show, what is ever gone forever, unless it is officially in the DB, unless it's officially a DB, right. Dead bit.
That's a dead bit.
But everything comes back at some point. Also, like, I love the things that you could point at as specific times in the dynamic banter lore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always think of the posters on your wall at your house.
Those Muppet ones, yeah.
Yeah. So chill out. Everybody chill out.
Mike, you want to talk about these upcoming shows
yeah,
you got?
Yeah, I'll do them real quick. On the 17th, it's a busy night. I'm doing home cooking at Barney's Beanery in Pasadena.
Whoa.
And then also that night, I'll be in Brea at the Brea Improv with our friend Hank Green.
Whoa!
And then
awesome.
On the 19th, I'll be at the Oxnard Levity Live with Hank Green.
Whoa, that's awesome.
And then on the 21st, I'll be at the American Comedy Club in San Diego. Hank Green.
Whoa, that's awesome.
On the 22nd, Hank Green is filming something and I'm opening for him. And on the 26th through the 27th, I'll be at Madhouse Comedy back in San Diego. Big week for being in San Diego and me. And then on the 2nd of February is the next two Surrounded crowd work shows. Dude, very excited for the lineup for these two. Melissa Villasenor just said she would do
it.
I'm very, very excited. It's going to be awesome. So that's the 2nd. Tickets for that on MikeFalzone.com or improv.com. And then May 7th is the big one. The Netflix is a joke. Surrounded at, in the Bourbon Room.
Yeah.
If you want text about shows, you could text 818-722-8682. And sometimes, like last minute, there's guest list spots or shows that pop up in between all these all the time that I could tell you about. So if you're in, I was going to say the area, but literally any area, I could text you if I'm going to be by you. Me, us, Surrounded. Everything we do in the live capacity, 818-722-8682. Void where prohibited. Give me 1 second.
Mayor, how you doing, man?
Hey, is it Mayor?
Hey, Mayor, how you how you doing? It's 2024.
Hi, happy New Year, Steve. I just woke up.
Oh, it's 10 a.m.
I was on a bender with the first lady of the mayor.
Okay, well, maybe sometimes you get to have a little...
I was partying with the first lady and John Mayer.
Well, it's time to get to back to work, huh? The democracy needs you.
There's a mayor's convention on New Year's Eve, and we all went, all the mayors.
Oh, it's a mayor's ball.
Me, John Mayer. Hello?
You can't just say hello and not answer. Just because you hear a ring.
He says hello at the phone that's ringing.
He did. That's exactly what happened.
Hi.
That's your two.
Okay.
Live news, baby.
Wait a minute. This is
I really wanted a croissant from the.
I know.
Response.
Would have been nice.
I'm tired of this new theme music. Mystery.
What?
One,
two, three.
Which one did you point out here?
Live news.
Okay. Jessica Reynolds says, live news fail history road. Hello there, you horn banking boys.
One, two,
So far, we're at the point in technology where we could have robots count to two. But we have made This is the year 2034. Okay, he's on one. Let's shut him down.
We'll try again next year. He's old. He's old man, robot.
It's okay, bud. Three is a hard number to get to.
I'm sorry.
He could do this whole elaborate dance.
Yeah, but he's harder to count to.
Hey, dude, if you're not programmed for it, you're not programmed for it. Holy shit. It's okay. It's okay. Don't force that much. Two, yeah. Two, yeah.
Come on. Hello?
Come on.
He thought he heard it. He thought he heard the phone ring. He thought that was a ring.
We didn't even call. He didn't even call us. Nobody called anybody.
I think he's here.
He's just here.
He didn't hang up from before. Damn, dude.
Mayor?
What the fuck?
Hello there, honking boys. These past few months, I've been working as a live news director for a statewide morning show in an unspecified New England state.
That's the dream, by the way.
Sounds great.
Me and you and Kevin have a morning show in local, like 600 people see it.
Dude, that's crazy. We got to get a city to pay us to do that as some economically positive business proposal for them. Like, it would create tourism, or maybe it would put them on the...
What city could we save? With dynamic banter.
Yeah. San Bernardino.
I think they got a lot going on.
No, we gotta get out of California.
Maybe out of California?
Yeah. I mean, the taxes.
Well, we'll have to talk about this.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure this out.
If you have a town
that's suffering,
that is in need, maybe you guys don't have a morning show and you need saving.
We can also bring a comedy scene.
We could provide a comedy scene, a morning show, and a mayor. So if your town needs that stuff.
A little bit of noise, too.
Yeah.
A little bit more noise.
Yeah. If you have a quiet town with no comedy scene, call us. We'd love to come. We already did it once. Scope bent down, pound.
Or, I am a pussy. This song.
I am a toilet.
I'm sorry.
That one's in the back of the room. Like,
but you can start at three, though. He doesn't can't start from one.
The robot on stage is like, it's easy to start at three.
We need to combine both robots.
Somebody just tapes them together. How do we combine both these robots? Who has tape? The janitor's sweeping up. Everyone left the display. And the guy's in the back like 3-3-5-3.
I've definitely seen and been responsible for plenty of funny fuck ups over here at this news.
Yeah, we were talking to this guy.
One specific instance still makes me laugh. Over the summer, the state I'm in was dealing with some invasive bugs, so it was being covered quite a bit. This will be important later. When weather hits, we play a super of the meteorologist's name that animates in and out. Wow, a lot of lingo are being thrown.
It's really tossing the jargon at us.
The meteorologist we had in just so happens to be very flamboyant. In fact, we've gotten multiple homophobic complaints about him being gay.
So he's good at it. The robot suppression of a gay guy.
Yeah.
Robot, do impression of Broadway gay guy. Okay, good. All right, now start from one. The robot comes out in like drag.
I like that.
Yeah. Good impression.
In this momentous day when the director hit play on the Super, it was not the meteorologist's name that came up, but instead a banner that read invasive species.
Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
No. Oh, no.
I'm sure the homophobes watching at 5 a.m. chuckled.
Yeah.
I've been a listener of y'all since the ripe age of 14.
Wow.
And have thoroughly enjoyed the 8 years of content. You two keep me awake on my 2 a.m. drive to work and keep me not too scared when I have to go through the woods part.
Holy shit.
If you ever want any more stories, please feel free to call me at 3353353.
So funny to be an old person at home watching that at like 3 o'clock in the morning and being like, the gays are taking over.
Yeah, invasive species. I knew it.
Everyone told me I was domophobic.
Yeah, time they acknowledge it.
They said it on the news.
Acknowledge it. Just one little sound in there. If you want any more stories, feel free to call me. If I don't answer, I'm probably fucking up the news. Peace and love, Jess Reynolds.
Fuck up the news is my favorite Paramore song.
All right, one more quick one.
Okay.
Go down to Josh Brody.
Okay. New sound.
I haven't screened it, though.
This is good. New sound for Steve's new soundboard. The sampler. Yeah. And we haven't really talked about it since I've gotten it, but there's a bit of an update on the sampler.
Whoa, it's a camera now.
It burned in the fire.
God bless. God bless.
I love it. It's incredible. And I'm having a lot of stupid fun with it. In fact,
I keep watching videos about it.
Yeah. I've been sending you guys little videos, but I think I've got one here.
Backyard chickens for him.
Yeah. Oh, is there another part? I think we got other barn animals in here. So.
Three. Dude, I love it.
It's so fun. It's fun to jam on, and I've plugged it into my big speaker system at home and had people over and just kind of jammed out like a little set like that. Yeah. And people are like, you could probably do a show
doing that. That's great, dude.
So this is opening up interesting avenues of potentiality, but I love it. It's so great.
Yeah.
And I want to bring it to the show.
But
I want to take really good care of this thing, and I would like a case that I could take it, make it more portable to feel more protected.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. So I have one on the way, and as soon as it comes, that baby's going to be here. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it, I think.
Can't wait.
Anyway, so Josh Brody says, hey guys, in light of Steve receiving a new sampler from Mike, I wanted to humbly offer a new sound to add to it. Timestamps at 120 and 240. I hope you'll say it again. Let's find out what this is. 120.
Dude, I saw a video of somebody loading samples into it from a vinyl.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like,
That's sexy, dude. God, that's sexy. You just dude, and that's that.
Then you could be that guy from TikTok who goes to the fucking Goodwill and gets random records.
Exactly. And makes cool let's sample shit some out weird shit from this.
Excuse to buy $2 records.
Kevin, so these down are good ideas.
I'm gay for it.
All right, here we go. Here's this new potential clip here. Don't you mean mine, sir? Yes, sir. Say it again. Mine, sir. Say it again. Mine, sir. Say it again. Mine, sir.
But as the years rolled by, I learned how to get along with people by doing what was asked of me.
What is this
by
from?
By living up to the code of the academy.
It's a movie, but I don't know what movie.
And by putting my trust in my superiors, and pretty soon everybody liked me. Now suffice to say, the saddest day of my life was the day I graduated from the academy, and I was never really happy again until I returned here to assume my duties as assistant to the commandant.
It's a long sound.
Oh, yeah. I think we passed it. I think it was God. Say again.
Say again.
Oh, he said all the way to 240.
No, he said and 240.
Time steps at 120 and 240.
Got it.
So the oh, so there's another one at 240? Yeah. Oh, okay, let's hear it then.
It's just a little chilling here, sir. Say it again.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, dude, that one, that gets my vote.
It's like I'm gonna have to find this movie.
Yeah. Like, do you have it not on a film reel?
that one at 120 is pretty good.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Yes, sir. Say it again.
Say it again.
Mine, sir. Say it again. Mine, sir. Say it again. Mine. Years rolled by.
Say it again. That's a great clip. Nice work.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, that's good. Loud.
Yeah. Audience absolutely loves that.
All right.
Say it again.
Did we do it?
We did it.
Well. Guys, thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm sleepy, dude.
Yes.
This was a rough evening. We sleep now, please. These boys need yum yum night night brain yum yum. You know what's some good brain yum yum? Sleeping.
Yeah. Let's go. We're asleep now. Three,
guys, thank you so much for listening. Please join our Patreon. There's some really fun stuff over there and great stuff coming up.
We're planning that golf video.
We're going to do a golf video with my
dad. I can't wait, man. We should dress up like old-timey golf, like with the baggy pants.
That's so funny, awesome. The puppy. And the like.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would kick us out, probably.
Yeah. For looking too good.
Yeah. They're like, these guys look too good. Get them out of here.
Get out.
But anyway, yeah. So check out that Patreon, patreon.com/dynamicbanter. And check out mikefalzone.com for tour, concert, fun things.
Yeah, dog.
And anything else?
That 8-year hoodie is on sale.
Oh, yeah.
And that is in stock now. Byron just sent me a picture of all the tags that go on it on the front. So the hats are there, the hoodies are there, so you can still go scoop those. And I think that's pretty much it. Come that's see nice. Me do stand up. Follow us on Instagram. We've been working really hard on reels. Lamia has been working her fingers to the bone.
George. And, Leah's the best. Yeah. Great job, Leah. You're killing it.
And it always helps if you guys think that those things are funny to spread them around to your friends.
Share them with your friends. Maybe just be like, hey, this clip might be funny. My friend might think this clip is funny.
Or if you know someone that you don't want to talk to you anymore, that would probably be a good way, depending on the clip. Send them the clip, and then you're like, Audi 5000.
Damn, that's actually true.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.